Hello, hello, and welcome to the episode number 6 of Let's Go Mental. I'm your host, Barbara, family and mental coach, and today we will be diving into the mental journey of tryouts. In the last episode, we went deeper in the art of goal achieving and we set the base for the 4 steps formula. If you missed the episode, I recommend going back to catch up. I'm stuck in the information episode after episode. I forgot the special note before I start, a gentle reminder. I'm Italian, love my accent because I know you will, and embrace my mistakes because I know I will do many. So here we are. It is that time of the year, tryout time. Tryouts are nerve-wracking moments, but so important for our kids and athletes. It's just not about making a team, change a team or level up. It's about proving one's worth, facing fear, and sometimes social proof. Some days ago, I did the carpooling for 3 teammates of my son. I brought them to the annual tryout of their soccer club, but let me tell you, the atmosphere was dense in the car. They were nervous, even if the environment is the same. They were still a little bit in their comfort zone, but you could feel how nervous they were. It is always a pivotal moment for them. It's an assessment, end of the season, preparing for next year, wanting to be in a better team, proving themselves. I have to confess that I don't really like the word try out. Let me explain you why. Let's start by discussing the word try. The language is very important and plays a crucial role in our mental state. Especially as we delve into the mental aspect of sport, try is a word I would avoid whenever possible. I call it a kind of useless word in this context mostly because it's instills a sense of potential failure, allowing our minds to consider failure as an option. It's like saying, I don't know if I can make it, but oh, I will try. So many times we use these words. So many times, yeah, I'll try. Okay, let me try. While we can't predict the outcome of tryouts, using the word try creates doubt and uncertainty, leading sometimes to lower confidence. Even in the daily life, when we say we'll try to do something, we already know that we don't know if we will make it happen. When we say things like, I'll try to come tomorrow, will never happen. We often subconsciously assume we won't succeed. Changing from I will try to I will do it shift our mindset from hesitation to determination and commitment. Try, even in your private life, not only now that we are talking about trying out, but use the word, I'll do it, if you are really committed to do it, or I won't, but don't use I will try, because you already know better. Now, we can change the word try out in sport overnight. We cannot do it. But we can be aware of its impact in our kids' mind. And it is essential to understand how they perceive these words and the effect that they can have, reframing them positively. Finding a new way to frame tryouts without your athlete's nose can be crucial. This is what I do. Usually, instead of using the term tryout or good luck for your tryout, I use a term like best practice or best game to create continuity in their mindset. This reinforces the idea that tryouts are simply an extension of what they do every day. This reinforces the idea that these famous tryouts are simply an extension of what they do every day throughout the season. The contest is different, of course, and outcomes might differ, but their ability, not much. They can be more in the moment, but introducing this shift, such as saying focus on repeating your best practice or recall the sensation from your best game, helps lower the stress, the anxiety, and their level of comfort can be better, trust me. I know that end of April, May, it is tryout season. Change way of using the word tryout. From their personal perspective, tryouts are make or break quest in our kids' world. It's not just about showcasing skills, it's a ritual, a path to belonging within their sports community. Passing a tryout means status, which can lead to be stressed, nervous before and during, and to a lack of confidence sometimes when the mind play the game of not being good enough. From the perspective of development, our athletes are not ready yet to see the other side of the medal. This is more our side of the story. We see the big picture, the telescope goal. For those of you who didn't listen to my last episode, go back and check it. Tryouts are a great life lesson in both results anyway. It is our job or the coach goal to help them keep in the vision even during setbacks, because tryouts are success but setbacks or standby. Now that we have pre-framed the topic, how can we support our kids? As parents, we walk a delicate line during tryout. Telling the right thing at the right moment, I can tell you, for me, it is really difficult. It's sometimes barely impossible. We are walking like in eggshells, and whatever we say, we do it wrong. I know, because I tried it, and I'm still trying to find the right word to use. But trust me, it's easy to fall into the cliche of don't stress, you'll do great, just be yourself, enjoy, and so on. While we all have a good intention, these phrases often fall short from addressing how they really feel. And our words carry weight, and our support shapes mindset. We really need to help them in a different way. Unfortunately, most of the time we get it wrong. This year, I found myself immersed in the world of tryout more than ever before. I have experienced it all. 1 year tryout to enter an academy, an end of the year tryout for a better team, and a tryout for a new team. So I have 3 kids. I had 3 kind of different tryouts. Trust me, even with my multiple experiences, I'm far from being an expert. But I have developed some strategies. And then let me tell you, I have 3 kids and they cannot be more different when they face the same situation. Their nervous energy, their reactions, the hopes, the fears vary. Behind every tryout number is their unique story of dedication, setbacks, aspiration, fear, hope. Not always they express it openly and not always in the same way. It is a really different story for each of them. All in all, my journey brought some practical tips that then I can share them with you. They might help you in these days. Strategy number 1, prepare their mind for both scenarios. So it's very easy to say to them, enjoy, just be yourself, but then the outcome may vary. I believe in the power of what they can control, as you know, if you already listened to my podcast, and that is their physical ability, skills, how they prepare, how they react, if they are focused or not. There are things that they cannot control, though. A better player on the list, needs of players in different positions, the roster is complete, etc. So while they could have performed at their best, and this is the goal, the result might differ and not be what they want. And so discussing with them the options, prepare them with a serenity that is different, and big paradox here, this will lead them to perform even better because there is some peace of mind in, okay, I have really to do the team, but if I don't make it, maybe I did the best. And there would be an options. Strategy number 2 is focus on character. What does this even mean? Let them focus on character together with the skills. Because this is what happened. Most of the time, the coaches are looking for potential, of course, but together with essential player characteristics like attitude, positivity, confidence, how they react, the focus, how they are team-oriented, how they communicate with the team members, how they take responsibility, how they listen, how they accept feedback and implement immediately the changes. They for sure don't want to have in their team a complainer, bossy, arrogant, self-centered player, even if it is the most skilled one. So sometimes they will choose a less skilled, but with a better character. Trust me, they don't want problems, they want solution. So this is a good one, I think, because it's not only focused on the skills, but it's focused on development. This strategy number three is transform expectation, that is in the future, in presence, that is the present moment. Expectations are the worst enemy. These are demands they have about their performance. They don't express it totally and openly, but they have to identify their expectations and replace them with an achievable goal. For the tryout, for of course, in this moment we are talking about the tryout, but expectations are a jump in the future. So they are expecting something that it's not even happened now. So they cannot control the future. What they can control is how they act in the present. So it's like a connecting the dot of prepare their mind, focus on character, and do their best game or their best practice. Strategy number four, use visualization. This is like a replay. Make them do the replay of their best game, of their best practice they have in their memory. Because we don't remember their best game, but they are, for sure. Trust me, they know everything. They know the name of all the players that they played against. They remember their passes. They remember their kick. They remember everything. And they remember their best performance, for sure. Let them feel in their mind that way. They feel the best game they had, the best pass, the best performance. It will be easier to reproduce it if they remember it, if they think about it, and if they feel it. Approach the tryout as if it's their best game they have already played. If in reality and in their mind. So focusing on giving their all. Better to make mistakes rather than regret not to have played fully because played with fear. So just let them visualize what was their best. I have other strategies, of course, but I think this is a good starting point. If you are interested in knowing more, let me know. Your feedback helps me shape my content, and I will be more than happy to dive deeper. I have talked a lot about a team game. With the individual game, the substance is different, but the same. Prepare all the scenarios, be present, show their character, and visualize. What happened about the parents before the tryout? Breathe. Respect their feelings. Stay open and not judgmental. Understand what is the tryout for them and create a safe space in the car to express their emotion, and after the tryout, let them process it. Maybe even not asking how was it. And bring them snacks. They will talk when they are ready. Tryouts are a big chapter in our athlete sport journey. They are the test in sport. And what they should do to be ready for them? Preparation all year long. Every game is a kind of tryout. Every practice, it is a kind of tryout. And the preparation is the process. So maybe thinking about the tryout like really a normal part of the process, it is the solution. Because they have already prepared for it. They are preparing all year long. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you consider sharing, leaving a review, and subscribing to ensure you don't miss anything. a special reminder, you are my co-editor. Without your input, the podcast would miss a significant part. Ask questions, explain your challenges and doubts by filling out the form that you find in the show notes. In this way, you'll help me shape the podcast and get your struggle solved. Until next time, embrace the challenges, conquer the doubts, and always remember, let's go mental together.